and welcome to the Provider Podcast by NHS Providers. My name is Saffron Caudry, and this is our fifth and final episode in our Digital Board series. This time, we focus on national lessons as we hear from Dr. Naveena Evans, Health Education England Chief Executive, and Sonia Patel, NHSX Chief Information Officer. They're talking about recent digital developments, the role of digital for integrated care system. They share their advice for chief executives on digital innovation, and they talk about what a digital-ready workforce looks like. You can join in the conversation by following us on Twitter and LinkedIn, at NHS Providers with the hashtag The Provider Podcast. Find out more about our National Digital Boards programme by searching NHS Providers Digital Boards, and keep up to date on future episodes by subscribing to the podcast. Thank you. Welcome, both of you. In this Digital Boards podcast, we're going to hear from two national leaders on their perspectives on how the provider sector can progress the digital transformation agenda. And I'm delighted to be joined by Naveena Evans, who is the Chief Executive of Health Education England, and Sonia Patel, who is Chief Information Officer at NHSX. You're both really welcome. And I'm just going to get straight into the questions here. We know that this year, the year of the pandemic, has really accelerated digital ways of working in the provider sector and indeed across the NHS. I wonder if both of you could just give me one example of what's been the most exciting development from your perspective. Naveena, shall we kick off with you?
Yes, thank you, Saffron. So I moved from the provider sector into Health Education England in the middle of the pandemic. So I have sort of both perspectives, and it's been very, very exciting for me to see how my friends and colleagues in the provider sector across the patch where I used to work, and I can see it happening all over the place, really kind of embraced and got to grips with the learning aspect required in taking on a different way of working using technology. And the other thing I would say is our service users, patients, incredible. In fact, in many ways, they were ahead of us professionals.
Thank you. Sonia, what's your perspective from NHSX, but also you? Well, also once in the provider sector, so this is very interesting.
Yeah, so very much like Naveena, I joined NHSX just after the first wave of the pandemic. So my frontline experience of delivering tech and digital came to the fore. My reflections looking back now a year ago in terms of the kind of biggest technology adoption that we saw was particularly around communication technology, and how digital communication technology actually helped resolve some really big challenges that we faced during the pandemic, particularly as we were trying to protect our staff, protect our patients. So the use of using things like video consultations to support our patients that are most vulnerable still in the community to seek specialist opinion was quite, it came to its fore. The other around using communication devices between kind of dirty bays and cold bays and within ICU units, all the way to be able to use communication aids to support relatives to keep in touch with their loved ones. So we really saw how where technology traditionally used as sort of record keeping or for clinical note taking, actually we saw the use of technology much more maximized in the use of supporting kind of communications at various different levels. And I think I'd probably tail off by also saying, I think the biggest impact COVID has provided in terms of digital is actually belief. So clearly we have the experience across the NHS in terms of previous large scale programs, but actually I think there's a renewed belief in terms of the capability that digital can offer in a modern NHS environment.
Thank you. And I think that belief point is a really big one, isn't it? And I think it's going to loom really large this year because this is the year in which we have to recover from COVID. If we've had a year of being right in that pandemic, fingers crossed we're now crawling our way out of that. And there is a lot to recover, not just waiting lists that everyone talks about, but a whole host of services, confidence, and a sense that we are moving forward again in the NHS. So I just wondered what you both thought were the biggest opportunities and challenges in terms of digital supporting the recovery from COVID. And Sonia, I'll come to you first.
So I absolutely think there's a big opportunity. So we shouldn't look at recovery doing recovery prior to the pandemic. We've got to look at, within the recovery opportunities, what opportunities do data and tech offer, sort of all the way from leaders to our clinicians, and being able to manage what I think is, you know, a sizable recovery across the NHS. So from how we manage PTLs, so our patient waiting lists, in sort of digital ways to kind of inform our theatre lists, is quite important. So where that can be seeded into the plans of recovery. And at the heart of it is really around ensuring we've got timely data to support recovery. And I think ensuring that when planning recovery, delivering recovery with the best data is quite key. And then actually some of the technology to support that is probably the way to take things forward. I think the biggest challenge, and we're still struck by this, is actually some of the legacy technology that will hinder the pace at which we can be agile in terms of supporting our user needs, both from a patient perspective, but also from our clinician perspective and our workforce at large. So we've got to take small steps behind the scenes as we support recovery to also transform our legacy tech.
Thank you. And Navina, I wonder what your perspective on this is, just thinking maybe about that leadership perspective as well.
Yeah, just to build on absolutely Sonia's points. As I was listening to you, Sonia, I was thinking about what we mustn't lose from what we've learned over the last little while, and pay attention to some of the conversations I've had with people, and a couple of warning notes, like people saying things like, oh, I can't wait to get back to how it used to be and stop all this Zoom stuff. And I was thinking, oh no, you know, actually the future is going to be so very different. And so I think there's a piece of work for us all, and for leadership in particular, to really take what was best from what we've learned. Because in many ways, we were actually doing lots of sort of pilots and trials and trying out things over the last year or so. And so we need a real drive to say, what was fantastic? What worked really well? What do we need to build on? And then some of the things that didn't go so well, what could we have done differently? And it's a new way of working. It's a new way of being, actually. We were talking earlier about, you know, my mother's phoning us. I mean, my mom is 84 and she lives in Kuala Lumpur. I speak to her every day. Before the pandemic, I might have spoken to her maybe at the weekends. And so I think it's a kind of whole new way of being. So I think learning, using the evidence, knowing what works, sharing. And we've got the structures to do that through ICSs and all the relationships that have been built over this last, accelerated, in fact, over the last year or so. The other thing I think we should do is learn from other sectors. So at HEE, for example, I've been very fortunate to spend a bit of time with the Nationwide chief exec, who's been extremely generous, Joe Garner. And just thinking about how they are approaching their work and how could we approach our work, not just for our staff and our people, but also for they have customers. So do we in many ways, patients and people who use our services. So this is a fantastic opportunity, actually. And I hope that most leaders will be tired, but excited about what it offers.
Thank you. And I think talking about broadening our perspectives, we do, of course, now operate very much in a system environment, and, you know, integrated care systems are all about improving population health, tackling health inequalities, focusing on productivity, and also supporting that broader social and economic development. Sonia, how do you think that digital is going to underpin the acceleration of the take-up of ICSs? Because we know this isn't just about providers. We're focusing on providers, that's our job, but providers within a system context. And I'm really interested to hear your views on that.
Thank you, Saffron. So I think that the kind of inception, development and maturity of ICS is absolutely contingent on digital and data. And I think some of that is down to the size and scale at which they are looking to collaborate around sort of developing population health insights, planning, determining outcomes on that sort of level of organising care, looking at how they address health inequalities across sort of that geographical span, but also in terms of how it supports sort of productivity, but also broader kind of social and economic development between both health and social care. So from my perspective, I think data is going to be fairly fundamental to the ICSs. And in order to provision that data, both from strategic planning all the way to sort of operational delivery, it will need timely data. And the best way to deliver timely data is through the best use of technology. So we're seeing actually it needs to underpin, but it also needs to be embedded within the practice of the ICSs and its constituent sort of provider organisations. So we're doing significant work with the system development team across NHSE and I to ensure that data and digital is at the heart of the development. Also, I think it's not just about ensuring you've got the right data and technology, but also making sure we're bringing the people with us as well. So at the centre of this and creating a sort of modern NHS and care environment powered by data and digital, we need to, at the core of it is our people. And I think, you know, fundamentally, it's in ensuring that we are investing in our people all the way from leadership down to sort of our wider workforce to be not just skilled and equipped in using data and technology, but to be genuinely confident in the use of data and technology. So from my perspective, I think it's absolutely one of the key priorities alongside some of the kind of key outcomes for the ICSs.
Thank you, Sonia. And Navina, in terms of your perspective on ICSs and digital.
Yeah, so I think Sonia makes some really important points about the how to make it happen. And as you were talking, Sonia, again, I was reflecting on the time when I was leading a provider organization. And I guess, Saffron, this is where NHS Providers plays a really important role. And how for quite a time as a single provider, we knew how important it was. We really wanted to make it happen. And yet it was a struggle often. And there are so many reasons as to why. And now what I see is the opportunity to come together. And as Sonia pointed out, it's about what the population needs rather than what the organization needs. And when you build it up from that, when you think about it from that perspective, of course, it makes perfect sense that it has to be done across organizations, between organizations, together in partnership. And what I am interested, and I know most ICS, well, all systems will have a strategy around, you know, their digital plans and the future, etc. But what I think is really important is to maybe pay a bit of attention to what the barriers are. And the barriers include sort of behavior, but also other subtle things like, what do we hide behind when we're a bit worried or afraid of change? You know, the rules, all that. I can see Sonia smiling there. So all the things that people are concerned about. And I think it would be really good, Saffron, is if as providers, the leadership could feel confident to share what the barriers might be and how together they might want to tackle them.
Yeah, I think that is a really important point. And I suppose what we saw during the pandemic, just reflecting on what you've both said, is people, you know, there were hurdles, but people were really scaling those hurdles with a lot of kind of distance between them and the barriers. They were crashing through them because the task at hand was so pressing. And of course, we can't always work in that kind of this high stress pandemic environment. But I think that learning from what were the barriers, and that's part of what our Digital Boards program actually focuses on in terms of looking at what are the real opportunities, how do you get there, and what are the barriers that you need to overcome, and kind of really speeding up the learning so that people can get there as quickly as possible. Sonia, could I just ask you a question, because this kind of falls into this barriers space in a sense, which is that often people just don't know where to start, even though digital has been with us for quite some time in its different guises. And people are, of course, looking to progress the digital maturity of their organisations. But if you had a trust chief executive in front of you now, what advice would you give them about where to start if they really didn't know?
So I think I'd be really practical here.
Yeah.
Two points. So I think the first practical piece of advice I'd give to the chief exec is walk in others' shoes. So I think it's really, really important, and we are more encouraging now in the way that we consider digital is to be user-centric. So it's really important to walk the floor when it's practically possible, of course, and understand the first-hand issues that are experienced on the floor in terms of being able to access sort of technology, the absence of data in certain processes, things that could be much improved because, you know, they're sat between sort of paper processes or sort of verbal conversations. So that would be my first practical advice. And I think it's almost sort of invaluable doing that piece of work, be it you could be a community trust leader all the way to an acute trust leader. There are avenues and ways to really understand the user base and their kind of critical needs. The second practical advice is you don't know what you don't know. So I think there is an opportunity here, very much so, as Naveena has suggested, to learn within systems and across systems in terms of opportunities that exist. So depending on where that chief exec sits in terms of their digital maturity is to embrace the opportunity there is with some of our exemplar organisations in terms of the digital capability and look at the art of the possible within the NHS, it's great to look in other industries, but seeing the work, the great work that is being done by many organisations in this space across England. So there is a kind of unique opportunity, and I think between HEE, NHSX and other national providers, we're really encouraging scaling innovation and where we've got good practice, and we need to do more of it.
And Naveena, just thinking as well about the digital is a leadership challenge, and one of the roles of leaders is to bring their workforce with them. So what advice would you give a leader in terms of adapting to digital, getting the workforce to adapt to digital?
So very simply, I think it has to be owned by the chief executive. I would even go so far as to say, why not have it in your objectives? It's that time of year.
Yeah.
and I would connect it. I was thinking that it is so I think every chief exec should own the inclusion agenda for their organization. Every chief exec should own the people agenda for their organization. And I actually would see digital as hugely important to delivering on people and inclusion. So I think one simple thing is that it's actually you own it, you talk about it, and you share your struggles. I think that really does support other people to feel it's okay to find this a bit scary and a bit difficult. And it's a kind of whole new world that not that new for most of us in our kind of everyday lives, but just taking it into health and care and our work.
Thank you. That's, I think, really, really important, that link in to other objectives, because I think it's that standalone nature of digital that sometimes almost makes it too big a task to tackle, whereas when it is fully integrated into the delivery of other key objectives, that's a really important element. I'm just going to shamelessly focus on the fact that you both have been in the provider sector, so you know the challenges, and you know in particular how it feels to be on the receiving end of lots and lots of different objectives and expectations from national organisations. So I'm going to ask both of you, in your national roles, what you're doing to make sure that the expectations you provide on the NHS are realistic, clear and supportive. So Naveena, how are you approaching that from an HEE perspective?
Yeah, so I'm acutely aware that national bodies sometimes are not in touch with what happens in the real world. I am probably now, I'm getting further and further away from the point of care. So for me, and in HEE, we are making increasing efforts to stay connected to where the real stuff happens, which is at the point of care. So being really, and we, you know, our structures are there, changing, moving our behaviours, moving our focus, and making sure that we can still hold the priorities, of course, of sort of regulation and quality and training and GMC and all of that, but at the same time, be really sensitive to what is required at every place. And we are working really hard to be connected to place, and bearing in mind that there will be huge variation between place. So that's hard for us to do at national level, but we have to, and we have to focus on that. We have to be listening and we have to be responsive according to need.
Thank you. And Sonia, what about your perspective, having come from provider sector now in NHSX?
So I'd like to probably build on Naveena's point. I think the key is to listen and to be active in that listening and keeping that kind of frontline, be rooted in sort of to the frontline need and doing that in sort of a number of ways. The kind of key single big piece that I'm working on collectively with colleagues at NHSX, but very much in the spirit of co-creating, is the What Good Looks Like framework. So in response to, it's not been very clear in terms of what is our sort of digital and tech destination embedded through our sort of need to deliver care, is to deliver this guidance we hope is both empowering and enabling for local systems and organisations in terms of understanding the destination they need to get to, with autonomy around the approach that they might want to take that's right for them locally. And I think in the spirit of developing that guidance, it's very much been working with national partners, local organisations, local leaders, both expert local leaders in digital and tech, but the broader leaders in terms of understanding how do we use the framework to kind of instill support from those that are both non-believers, but actually want to also raise their confidence in this agenda as well. So for myself, I think it's using this framework as a kind of vehicle to ensure that it really supports frontline organisations. But at the heart of it is actually genuinely listening and keeping connected.
Thank you, Sonia. Finally, this is your moment really to speak to the NHS actually. And I wonder if you had one message for every NHS leader and member of frontline staff at the moment, what would it be? Naveena?
So I know everyone's really tired and the future is still a little bit uncertain for us all. And it would be quite easy to say, let's just push this, you know, we'll tackle this next month or after Christmas or when things are settled. This is how we're going to make things better. It's so important. So I really hope that our leadership would prioritize this area personally. And it's really, really exciting. And it probably will generate some, you know, feeling quite good about what we've got to look forward to.
Thank you. Sonia.
Well, I think I'd put it quite simply in sort of two strap lines. So hashtag let's talk digital and hashtag let's get digital.
Thank you very much. And that's a perfect hashtag on which to end. So Naveena Evans and Sonia Patel, thank you so much for your time. It's been a really fascinating conversation about digital, about leadership and how we really speed up the learning and adoption of digital to transform the NHS's recovery. So thank you both so much.
Thanks.